Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of us has lived life in the fast lane. One of us has not. I tend to stay to the right and go 55.
I've had my fast lane experiences. I wouldn't trade them for the world.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. Listen to the Smart Investing Show with Brent Wilsey and Chase Wilsey. Wilsey Asset Management, one of California's leading investment firms. They'll educate you on the best financial moves for your investments. You will discover one of the smartest hours of radio. Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. here on 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to our flubs of the week and the Chicago White Sox funny mistake.
Yeah, you call that a flub.
Yeah, let's check traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick. Some nails in the fast lane. Thank you, Kelly. All right, so the Chicago White Sox obviously surprised much of the baseball world yesterday when they hired Tony La Russa as their new manager. They alerted their fan base with an official email yesterday. You know, they had a, you know, they designed it graphically, picture of Tony La Russa, White Sox manager, had an old picture of him with the Sox long ago. And under White Sox manager, there's a little signature, which you would, you know, assume, well, that's probably Tony La Russa's signature, but
yeah, or like the GM or the owner or something.
You kind of look at it, though. Well, what does that look? It looks like an A and a J, AJ.
AJ.
And then there's an H, and it looks like it ends with an H. Is that an N?
Is that an inch after that?
Does that say AJ Hinch?
That says AJ
because it's ridiculous.
Hinch. Yeah, it's a joke.
In reality, it's a joke.
So why did AJ Hinch sign the email announcing Tony La Russa as manager of the Chicago White Sox?
Literally, no one knows. What a giant boner that was by the White Sox.
Well, the at least the explanation that I've heard here is that White Sox, you know, social media, whatever department that is putting this together, had a bunch of different ones ready with different candidates that have been rumored for the job, one of which was AJ Hinch. And, you know, they started putting different ones together, mixing and matching. And for some reason, the signature from the AJ Hinch one stayed on the Tony La Russa one, and that's why it got sent out incorrectly. Now, the Detroit Tigers today are expected to hire A.J. Hinch as their new manager. Be genius if they put a Tony La Russa signature on their
email. That would be the funniest freaking thing ever, and they won't do it, but they absolutely should. I wanted to get your take on that situation.
A.J. Hinch?
Yeah, A.J. Hinch in Detroit. No offense to Detroit.
It's a joke.
I think it's the right place for A.J. Hinch.
Okay, should he have another shot, do you believe? So let's go back in history over some of baseball's most notorious people, scandals, right?
Right.
So you got Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Banned for life.
Allegedly bet on the World Series. Hit 450 in the series only home run, but he's banned for life. You've got Pete Rose.
Banned for life.
Betting on his own team. Banned for life. Then you've got A.J. Hinch being fully aware of and using it to win a world championship, 1 year suspension.
I don't think A.J. Hinch should get back until the players who committed all the offenses get back as well. So as long as George Springer and Altuve are all suspended, he should be suspended as well.
Yeah, it sucks.
So since they didn't get punished at all, I don't think you can really say it. But you're banned for life for something that all these other guys did. Now, you definitely didn't stop it, and you were in the position of authority. I think a one-year suspension is probably appropriate for A.J. Hinch in this case. I think a zero suspension is not appropriate for some of the players who put it together. I think my take is, if you serve your suspension, you should then have an opportunity to come back,
okay,
in whatever role. And if the Detroit Tigers see fit, they think that you're the right fit for their manager, then that's fine. It's a suspension. It's not a ban for life. You know, you've served your time. You know, when Michael Vick went to jail for what he did, he came back. You get to be a quarterback again. You get a chance to come back and do it the right way the next time around. Obviously, people will be keeping a closer eye on you,
yeah,
forever and ever and ever. And you get a chance to prove yourself again. So I don't have a problem with it. I do think that, you know, he should get an opportunity to. Now, if his team isn't cheating, are they going to be any good? I don't know. That's remains to be seen. My guess is that, you know, the Astros still seem that they were decent this year. At least they were in the playoffs with, I presume, not cheating anymore. Could you imagine if they were still cheating?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? You know, look, I had a giant problem with AJ
Hinch. I know you do.
And, you know, look, he did sit his year. He's also going to Detroit to manage. So we'll see. We'll see how good he is. They have.
It's an organization to me. You don't have a lot to lose when you're Detroit.
100%. Like, is he? I mean, if you're a Tigers fan today, you're probably pretty happy.
I think so, yeah.
Now, because they've been so bad, they've been able to draft fairly well over the last couple of years. They're a team to watch. They are the Padres, let's say, of like 2017-ish. I think that's a fair comparison.
Or the Astros of 2013, 14.
I mean,
you know,
some of the pitchers that they have in their organization and some of the young hitters they have, this kid they drafted last year, this Torkelson guy, he is an absolute stud. And so we'll see how he does in Detroit. That division, though, it just got a lot more interesting, didn't it, with Tony La Russa being there in that division, A.J. Hinch being there in that division. You got Tito Francona. You got is Frankie Lindor still going to be in that division? It's going to be weird. It's going to be an interesting division.
It would be naive to think that the Astros weren't doing a number of other things correctly and well.
Oh, correct. Absolutely.
In addition to the cheating.
Absolutely.
There's no way, you know.
You didn't just become great because you cheated.
No.
It's like Barry Bonds. You were really, really good. That's the thing I think that makes people so nuts when it comes to A-Rod and Barry Bonds and the Astros. They were so good. Correa, Altuve, Bregman. They were so good. They had Justin Verlander. They didn't need it. They didn't need it. And the other thing about the Astros was the constant policing of baseball and the constant hypocrisy from A.J. Hinch and that whole organization. We are against domestic violence unless we sign Roberto Osuna. We are against showboating unless we do it. And that was really the Astros' way. So, look, there's no grudge or anything. He did serve his time. I'm a big second chance guy. I don't like the guy. I don't like him. I don't think he's a good dude. But he got his opportunity. We'll see what he does with it.
One other baseball note: the Angels are interviewing general manager candidates. Got a lot of them. Reportedly, like at least seven of them coming in for interviews. One of them is from the Padres organization.
Yeah, man,
Logan White.
Yes,
kind of AJ Preller's senior advisor and confidant.
We've had him on.
Formerly, like head scout for the Dodgers. Yeah, we have had him on this show. Is one of the people that Artie Moreno and company are interviewing to become the new general manager of the Angels. Also, another candidate with Padres ties, former Padres executive Jason McLeod, who went off with Jed Hoyer and to the Cubs back way in the day. I think it was John Morse's son-in-law when he first came into the organization. He is also being interviewed for the Angels' general managerial job.
Yeah, and what should come to no surprise to anyone is that just came out that Tampa Bay Rays are declining the option on Charlie Morton and declining the option on Mike Zunino.
How much for both of those guys?
So
do you have it?
I can find it real quick because I just saw it pop up. Because Morton had a thing in his contract about time spent on the DL. It would change a little bit. So here we go. Morton's option was valued at $15 million, while Zunino stood to make $4.5 million. Neither player will receive a buyout. Both are now free agents. Tampa is particularly interested in retaining Morton. Look at a creative way to keep him on the field. So at $15 million, he's now a free agent.
They Charlie Morton obviously had the huge performance in Game 7 of the ALCS, correct? Or was it Game 5 of the division series against... It was Game 7 of the ALCS. Overall, his season was very mediocre. He was 2-2 with a 4.74 ERA. He's 36 years old, going to be 37 next week. So I can sort of understand not wanting to commit that.
It's the Jay Happ situation.
Yeah. Now, if he wants to continue to play, I would be very interested if I were a team looking for a veteran starting pitcher.
Maybe a Detroit Tigers, perhaps, reunited with his former manager, A.J. Hinch. You know, veteran leadership, veteran guy in the starting rotation,
right.
Get healthy, you know, come back. He looked in that game like he was 22 years old. I mean, the stuff that he has still is really, really good. Imagine him working with a Chris Paddock, you know, something like that. I mean,
Garrett Richards is gone. If you're looking to replace the Garrett Richards role, you could do a lot worse than Charlie Morton.
Hell yeah, you could.
Price matters in this case. I'm not going to overpay for Charlie Morton, but if he's a guy who, you know, come around spring training, doesn't have a job yet, you kick the tires on Charlie Morton. As we said, you never have too much pitching. I don't want to block a lot of the young guys, but at the same time, we said we're not expecting 200 innings out of Mackenzie Gore or Luis Patino or Adrian Morahone. You may have to piggyback a lot of those guys, which means you're going to need an extra arm or two to get through the season. And if it's not, you know, Garrett Richards is going to be gone. We don't know the status of Zach Davies. If he's going to, they're going to pick up his arbitration is eligible. I figure he's coming back, but he could also be a guy on the trade block this offseason. Maybe you do take a look at a Charlie Morton.
I'm all for it.
But it's the same thing. Trevor Bauer said, hey, you're in that $5 to $15 million range right now. You're not a superstar. Teams are going right now like, all right, we'll just cut some salary here. You know, you're not a superstar. So long. We're not going to pay you. That's what it looks like this offseason is looking like. All right, Woods, last thing we do every single week is go back through the mistakes, both historically and the new ones, the flubs, funny moments. It is time for the Ben and Woods Flubs of the Week.
Go to their Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Doghouse Dogs, DoghHausDogs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
However, the concerts were called off soon as...
Whether it's for health concerns, because of some sort of pre-existing conditions, or worried about their family. We're going to get to that interview, if you missed it, right after this check of traffic on 95.7, 93.7. What's our station again? First, though, let's to get a check... Quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Bring him up!
So, Floyd Mayweather. not the world.
Start over. Let's get our first check of traffic with the great Kelly Danning right here on FM 94.9. Oh, my God.
Is basketball going to feel like basketball?
What is basketball, first of all?
And I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the Dongs, which is always a dilemma on our SDCCU Fion Hotline. SDCCU
Fion Hotline. thank you very much. My co-host, Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins, what was that?
And hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card by the South's Farmers Markets.
Melissa?
Take it for our word. It's located right off the 5 off the bay in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
What? You know, people are going to want to put an asterisk. I can never say that word. Asterisk.
The way to do it is
you learn that
is
one.
To wear masks and be courteous.
Be courteous.
Courteous of each other. So we'll talk a little college sports. All right, now let's get to check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Tap dancer. this morning, though, we've been having some technical. Good God, dang. Just go ahead and hit it, Paul.
Ben and Woods, right next up on San Diego's number one sports station. We are 97.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the Smart Investing Show with Brent Wilsey and Chase Wilsey. They run account one. And get things started here with our... Today's edition of the Rindle Report. But then after Jarrett Richards went 4 2/3.
Who's Jarrett Richards?
Well, Jarrett.
Jarrett Richards. Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out
Drunk
he
Ben.
Needs.
Strawman, Salmon. Strom.
What is that?
Stammen.
Well, you know, the apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
It does. Woodsy, we got any specific areas you want to go to?
What are specific areas?
Brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. You buy stocks, sell stocks.
Ooh,
you guys C-R-U-C-K-A. Are going
to flip out because Bad Mother Chuck... Well, no.
Oh!
The Bad Mother Clucka.
Ken Rogers, who is a producer in charge of HBO's Real Knocks. We had him on...
Wait. Well, they've rebooted everything. Everything that was, you know, any semblance of decent.
Yeah, and how many of those reboots are good?
What is a reboot? Back in the Entercom Empire studio, we have our executive producer. Yes, kill me already. Just shoot it. Go ahead. You saw a kid named Kima Sivaran get cut by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jay Spedler for backpedaling. We will get to that. Craig Elston will join us as he does each and every Friday with the streaming television recommendations that comes. We got that game, that video game, PGA Tour 2K21. You talk a little bit about the unreal.
Oh, yes.
For Paul Ryan over Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Evans.
Oh, man!
No. Did he mess up your own name?
Ben Evans.
Have an MVP season?
Yeah. I think A-Rod only had one.
Mitch Moreland will have a better batting average than Austin Hedges. Austin Hedges.
Not much.
Executive producer Paul Reindl, first time this week. Intercom Empire Studios.
Jamul.
It's a maddeningly fine line. The Bad Mother... The Bad Mother Clucka. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Richards.
I want to talk about Zach Davies and kind of how yesterday's start fits in. You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of that the delicious food items. All entrants receive a commemorative goodie bag.
John Bukchambi on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online. And let me start over again with our senior NFL writer, Alex Adelson.
Every single Sunday, that voice reverberating through my home.
Mark Melanson catching
and
that
Albies.
Home run.
What's a home run?
I don't know.
Head on into 7 Mile Casino. Play some...
What's a casino?
God dang it. Got me.
Hey, get in the holiday spirit along the Halloween trail at Petco Park.
What is the holiday? Paul's not a drug smuggler. What is a smuggler?
Let's check traffic right now. See how the road rays are looking on this Monday morning.
Whoa, Kelly.
He missed that one.
Yeah, the play clock was
whoa.
Rolling.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
With the amount of cameras you have placed
cameras around your house.
Right. Their beat writer, Ian Brown from MLB.
Yes!
That's all, folks.
The misspeak of play clock was a big one this
week.
This
was, a critical moment.
The play clock is what you wanted to say, but you took the L out and you said one of the 7 dirty words. So if you get fined by the FCC, I don't know what to tell you. Right?
Now, we can say Gamecock. That's South Carolina's mascot.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Blank.
A doodle-doo.
All
right. Do that. Oof. Yeah, the Gamecocks.
Don't forget, coming up Monday morning, 8 a.m., the chairman, the executive chairman of the Padres, Ron Fowler, will be with Ben and Woods. You can always listen to 97.3 The Fan on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan, powered by Dell Technologies. 877 Ask Dell.
Ooh, that was a
fan.
Was close. I like how in mine, I always catch myself and correct it. Ben literally just powers through. Yeah. Head down, Tom Rathman. Taking the handoff.
I'm bad, though, because I always look around.
Did they catch that one?
Did they see that one?
Oh,
or can I get away with it?
I let a few slide. I look at Paul over the computer. I go,
we can do better.
We can do better.
Or worse, as the case may be.
I'm telling you, though, the Jace Peddler one murders me. Jace, are Padre fans really mad at Jace Peddler
for backpedaling?
Jace Peddler is so good, and then you drunkenly stumbling into the middle of my conversation.
Yeah, I was so surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jace Peddler for backpedaling.
Jace Peddler.
Criticizing Jace Peddler.
And then the Strahman, just out of nowhere, like the drunk guy that walked in the party and walked right up to your conversation. I was making a point. I was right in the middle of talking about like a pitching change.
Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strahman.
What?
Salmon.
Oh. Just Strom. Non sequiturs. Salmon. Just incredible.
Oh,
That's it for us.
That is it for us. Jim Rome Show is coming up next. Coach John Cantara, noon today. Gwen and Chris this afternoon. Got the regular lineup. Again, you can stream on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan. That's it for us. Great
week.
Yeah, good job, Paul Rundle, our executive producer, soon to be the co-host of the show.
Yes.
Stephen Woods, he's got four more days left before he goes out on paternity leave. And I'm Ben Higgins. That makes us Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday morning, 5 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.